Hi, good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church on this cold morning. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, I would hope that one of the welcome team reaches you and talks with you, but if they don't, please find one of these brochures at the back of the church. It just tells you a little bit about who we are and what we do. In your bulletin, you'll find a yellow slip, looks like this. There's two sides. The first side, we'd like you to fill out your name, address, and contact information, and if anything's changed, just update it on there, and drop it in the offering plate. The other side is for a prayer request, and if you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the congregation during prayer time, you can fill that out, and we'll let you know when the ushers are going to come forward and collect those. Again, the bulletin you have, but if you want a more complete order of worship, you can find that with a QR code. You can find the QR code on the back of the bulletin right here. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then just pretend like I didn't say anything and ignore that. If you're in need of restrooms or childcare, you can find both through this door, or you can ask one of the ushers to direct you. And after the service, we would invite everyone to join us in the gathering room for some conversation and coffee and maybe a little treat. This is a safe sanctuary, so we encourage all children to be accompanied by an adult at all times while you're in the building. There's tons of things going on in our church. I've got like 50 bazillion pieces of paper up here. I'm sorry for that. First, in your bulletin, you'll find this blue slip announcing All Saints Sunday, which is going to be on the 4th. So if you have someone that you'd like to remember on All Saints Day, you can fill this out and drop it in the offering plate. Next, I would invite Joyce Flynn to come up. She's my mom. We're taking over.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to make a quick announcement about Thanksgiving bags. We now are just 4 weeks away from when we are going to gather as a congregation to pack Thanksgiving bags, and we will be handing them out on Tuesday, November 20th, so not far away at all. You can see our turkey up there has grown some feathers since last week. Those feathers are there as with names of families who, you know, first name of a family and number in their family who have requested Thanksgiving bags. So if you would like to sponsor a family, pick a feather and sponsor a family. And also there's a basket there. Pick up a card that you can just personalize for them and your grocery list, okay? So that's in the basket right next to the turkey. A couple of other things. And you'll see them on your insert. I won't talk to you about all of them. We could really, at this point, use reusable grocery bags or paper and plastic grocery bags. And monetary donations are always welcome. So, and the last thing, if you would like to request a Thanksgiving bag because you feel you're in need, I will be around after the service, back in the gathering room, to take sign-ups from people. Thank you.
So the Thanksgiving bags are a great way to provide for our brothers and sisters. One other thing that I'd like to talk about, I'm the head of the Outreach Committee, and the Outreach Committee is bringing in Kevin Donovan from ACR Health next Monday. He's going to train us in Narcan administration. If you're not familiar with Narcan, it's a drug that will reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And it might sound a little scary to some of you, but this can happen to anyone. So we're encouraging anyone in the congregation that would like to get involved in this to come and find me after church today and sign up for the training. It's completely free. If you are in church regularly, we could definitely use people that are trained here during service. If you volunteer at the food pantry or come to one of the breakfasts and you'd like to be of service there too, please come and join us in training. It would be a great opportunity to help other people. Lastly, there's going to be a short drumming session after church today, and you'll get a taste of that today during worship. We're going to have some drumming. So if you'd like to participate in the drumming after worship, Just come on forward. No experience is necessary, and we look forward to seeing you there. Let's continue our time of worship.
The pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Indeed, we gather to celebrate the goodness of God and all of God's creation. Let us give thanks for this opportunity to be together. I invite you to stand as you are comfortable and greet each other. Tell your neighbors what and who you are thankful for this morning. When the drumming gets louder, it is time to return to your seats. Please return to your seats and be seated as the choir sings our theme song. Please stand if you are able. As we turn away from the front, I will line out your responses for you. We experience God's loving presence in many ways, all around us and in all places. Let us turn and face the east. Every day is the dawn of new beginnings and the renewing breath of life. Repeat after me. May we be bearers of God's light. And share messages of hope. We turn to the south. We ask Spirit to stir compassion in us and help us to know the power of transformation possible with God. Repeat after me, with open hearts we pray for the energy. To share God's love in the world each day. We turn to the west. Feel free to join in the singing. We give thanks to the source of all being for the waters of our body and the earth. Repeat after me. Wellspring of divine wisdom, satisfy our thirst in the parched places of your world. May we be filled up and spill over with your loving presence. We now turn to the north. We are grateful for the firm foundation of our Creator's unconditional love. As we face the light of Christ, we see one another. We remember all that is sacred. The grace, your gifts abound. The sacred signs of your presence are all around. Help us to remember the whole earth is holy ground. And God's people said, Amen. We are gathered here as one strong body, rejoicing together in the one who formed us out of the dust and called us very good. Remain standing or take a seat as we sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, hymn number 384. Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia, and I am proud to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. It is through the work of spiritual practice that we move beyond fear into compassion and discover our deep and true selves. Spiritual practice, whether they look typically religious, like praying, or not very religious, like walking, all have intentionality in common. They draw us closer to the Creator and who we were created to be, free and compassionate beings. What practices in your life draw you closer to your true essence and closer to compassion for others? What practices in your life draw you closer to your true essence and closer to compassion for others? What do we do out there, guys? And women? Pray. What else?
March.
And what? Come to church. Make breakfast. Serve.
Hold babies.
Share the message. I'd say sing as well.
Celebrate.
Yes. Will you join me in prayer? Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Compassionate God, you who know our hearts and love us without condition, create in us desire to see your essence within us so that we might see that in others, and honor your holy presence in all things. We praise you for this place, this day, this people, this planet. And all of God's people say, Amen. Well, if the children are comfortable, would they please join me in front over here, and we will sing, God is So Good. You. How is everyone today? We can sit. Where do you want to sit on the floor? Or do you want to sit in the first pew? What do you think? Okay, first pew is the vote. I am so glad to see all of you today. I have what with me here? What are these? Leaves, yes. So I'm going to go get another microphone and I'm going to let you pick out the leaf that you would like to hold on to, okay? So you pick out your leaf and then you can pass them around. Thank you. All right, we have a couple more. What color do you want? There's so many different colors here. Wow. Do you want to come over here and pick it out, or do you want to wait till it gets passed to you? Ooh, which one did you get? Okay. What color did you get?
Red and yellow. Red and yellow.
What color did you get?
Yellow.
Yeah, what color did you get? That's the wrong side. What color is that?
Red.
Red? What color did you get? What color is that? It's kind of an in-between orange, red, somewhere in there. And then we got one more to pick out. Okay, so, whoops-a-daisy, hello. Here comes Matthew. Hi, Matthew, you're going to pick out a leaf too? So, what color were the leaves like a month ago on the trees? What color?
Green.
They were green, that's right. And what happened?
They changed colors.
They change colors and they fell off. You know, sometimes, hey, Matthew, come on over here. The leaves are over here if you want to pick one. You want to come pick out a leaf? You can pick it out yourself, okay? So the leaves change, and sometimes we go through changes. Has anyone here ever had a new brother or sister come into the house? Has that ever happened? You had a brother, didn't you, Jacob? Yeah, you. It was just you, and then you had a brother, right? Anyone else have a brother or sister that came into their house? I know you did. You did, right? And that's a change, right? It's a change when the new baby comes. Has anyone gone to a new school or daycare? Yeah, it's a change, right? And changes happen to everybody, even the trees. So this is what happens in nature, and this is what happens, I think, in us too. The leaves change color, they fall off, and then the snow comes, and we have winter. Did anyone see the snowflakes today? You didn't? I saw snowflakes today. You didn't see? You did? I couldn't believe it. Well, I kind of knew it was coming, but it still shocked me. And things go to sleep on the earth. And then what happens in the spring? It goes what?
It goes all away.
Well, in the spring, oh, the snow goes away, yes. What happens to the trees? The leaves start growing and blossoming. And sometimes when we go through changes, we get kind of sad and maybe grumpy and maybe angry. But maybe we're happy, and that's okay too. But it's just like the earth shows us that we can go through a period of time where things aren't okay, you know, that we're sad or that there's more darkness, like in the winter, that spring always comes and that there's always something to look forward to. And what I wanted to talk to you about is having compassion for yourselves in that time when you might notice that you're sad or angry or hurting, and have compassion for yourself, but also notice that in someone else. Have you ever noticed someone who's a little bit grouchy? You don't know anyone who's grouchy? Everybody's happy and friendly in your worlds? Well, sometimes people are grouchy because they're hurting inside. And we don't want them to be mean or unkind to another person, but we also can have compassion that their grouchiness might mean that they're sad, and maybe they just need some compassion and love that day. So I'm giving you these leaves to take home with you so you remember that everyone goes through changes. But in the end, there's always hope, and there's always something new that comes out of it. And compassion is the key. All right, will you pray with me? Will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, we are so grateful for all that you give us, even the times when change happens and we get dark. Maybe we get sad or angry or uncomfortable or uncertain. We're grateful for that time because in the end we know you are with us and have compassion for us, and that in the end there will be something new that springs up. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so you all can go back to the seat where your family is, whoever brought you, and bring your leaf with you. And I'm thrilled that you all came to talk to me. Thank you. Now we will be blessed with the music of the choir.
In the midst of pain, I choose love. In the midst of pain, I choose love. In the midst of pain, sorrow falling down like rain, I await the sun again. I choose love. I choose love. Thank you.
What choice is there but love? Let us open our hearts and minds to God's loving Spirit. If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. We enter our prayer time today hearing Water, River, Spirit, Grace. We remember and hold with love these people and concerns lifted from this gathered body. Amen. Each week we will explore a different version of the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. This week we encounter a version from Parker Palmer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the glory and the mercy. Forever your name is all in one. Amen. The opposite of poverty isn't property. Let me say that again. The opposite of poverty is not property. The opposite of both poverty and property is community. For in community we become rich, rich in friends, in neighbors, in colleagues, in comrades, in family. Together as community, we can help ourselves in most of our difficulties. For after all, there are enough people and enough ideas, capabilities, and energies to be had. They are only lying unused or stunted or suppressed. So let us discover our wealth. Let us discover our solidarity. Let us build up communities. Let us take our lives into our own hands and at long last take them out of the hands of the people who want to dominate and exploit us. As we continue our time of mindfulness and prayer, I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists is all that you are holding tightly: fear, anxiety, worry, grief, loneliness, helplessness. It may even be a specific circumstance that has you tied in knots at the moment. I now invite you to slowly open your fists. Imagine letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. As we let go and open up, we see that our hands and hearts are more ready to hold the concerns of others and the pain of the world with love. I invite you to place your open hands now on your heart. In this silence, we lift up all those things difficult to put into words, but felt in the depths of our heart.
God is working in and through us and all of the universe to renew every direction each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that express and affirm the divine at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine. Our scripture today is from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, verses 28 through 34. One of the legal experts heard their dispute and saw how well Jesus answered them. He came over and asked him,
"Which commandment is the most important of all?"
"The most important one is, 'Israel, listen. Our God is the one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second one is this: you will love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." The legal expert said to him,
"Well said, teacher. You have truthfully said that God is one, and there is no other besides God. And to love God with all of the heart, a full understanding, and all of one's strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more important than all kinds of entirely burned offerings and sacrifices."
When Jesus saw that he had answered with wisdom, he said to him, "You aren't far from God's kingdom." After that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. This is the word of God. All creation springs forth at God's word.
Good morning again. I missed you last week. I tried to watch the live stream, but I was driving, and it wasn't a good idea. So, we need to talk for a minute about the bishop's gathering tonight at Liverpool UMC. In February 2019, our denomination will vote on how we will move forward in regard to the inclusion of LGBTQ people. Honestly, no matter what is decided, some churches and or individuals will leave us. Dale Fryer found a great video by Adam Hamilton and Bishop Schnazy created to explain the history and current situation of the denomination in regard to LGBTQ people. In the talk, Hamilton, through statistics, explains that about 80% or more within the United Methodist Church would be happy to live and worship together even if they disagree on the inclusion of LGBTQ people, as long as others' views are not pushed onto them. There is quite a middle ground. I have posted this video to our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. And if you don't have Facebook, I can email the video to you. After watching it, I signed up on the website Hamilton recommended called UnitingMethodists.com as a supporter of the middle ground, where those who would like to officiate same-gender weddings would be allowed but not forced to, and LGBTQ persons could be ordained through the same process as you or I. This website is basically written proof how many United Methodists will be able to live into the one church plan. This will inform delegates as they vote in February 2019. One of the things I have always respected about the Reconciling Ministry Network is their insistence of having all voices at the table, even the voices that disagree with their own view. The gathering tonight will be our bishop, Bishop Webb, sharing with us the latest on the commission on the way forward. Please attend if you're able. I believe some of our delegates from our annual conference will be there to hear people's thoughts. I'm bringing this up as information and also because today we are talking about the spirit of compassion. Clearly, the only way for our denomination is through the spirit of compassion. We need to strive for unity across diversity, making sure voices are at the uncomfortable and awkward table. And we are not hurtful to a whole group of people while claiming to be Christ-like. This applies to our local churches as well. A couple of years ago, this congregation signed onto the Charter for Compassion. Does anyone know where this signed document now stands? Where? Yes, so near the side door, some of us call it peel entrance, at the top of the stairs right outside of this sanctuary. So if you want to check out that signed Charter for Compassion and what we signed on to, please feel free to check that out after worship. With our scripture, okay, so we signed this Charter for Compassion with our scripture from today as a guiding force. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Compassion is a common thread within all of the world's major religions. Somehow, compassion sounds like a no-brainer until we have to live it. It seems many of us struggle first with loving ourselves, and therefore it's challenging to extend that compassion to others. I personally find many people, day in and day out, who struggle with their self-worth. Last week we talked about God creating and calling it all good, including human beings. Given this, how can we be more compassionate to ourselves? What spiritual practice may we tap into to let go of negative things we think about ourselves? And if God created all things and called it good, how might we remember this and see the good in others in our everyday life? Our call to worship is quite different this series. You may be thinking, yes, it is, and I can't wait for it to be over. And some of you might be thinking, yes, it is, and I've learned so much about myself and others already. Well, I loved the liturgy from last week that accompanied our call to worship, that accompanied the motions of turning. Do you happen to remember that liturgy? If you think way back 7 days ago, I don't know how I remember. It must just be that I loved it. It said something like this. We get used to our own perspective and see things only one way or one direction. When we turn, or maybe even turn over a new leaf, we have an opportunity to see things from a new perspective. How many of you looked at stained glass windows you haven't looked at before or recently? We have lovely, lovely stained glass windows. We may see things in a new way or a new point of view. This doesn't necessarily mean our beliefs totally change, but it means we have compassion and respect for another's beliefs. I find this idea lovely and unexpected. This worship series is called Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth. So I can't neglect to draw our attention to the spirit of our compassion for our earth. What can we do to show compassion for our earth? We are hearing groans from earth, aren't we? The earth is really trying hard to get our attention so that we do something. I mean, do something differently and quickly. I'm really proud of our outreach team who has compassion for our earth and has taken a stand against plastic cutlery. They are working hard to green our breakfast, our big breakfast. They've started by having us use silverware instead of plasticware. It is a beginning, and I'm really proud of them and their determination. This week, I was watching a morning show as I was getting ready for work, and I heard something about Hurricane Michael that stopped me in my tracks. A local asked about how the federal government was responding, and this person said the answer was that the federal government is around, but the churches are the ones who are truly there for us on a day-to-day basis. The churches, with all their different doctrine and disagreements, are the ones there when it really counts. Our text today, which is the essence of our beliefs, Jesus' words out of Jesus' mouth. Love God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor who may look like you or nothing like you. Your neighbor whose mansion or shack was destroyed by a hurricane. Your neighbor who is gay or straight. Your neighbor who is hungry or homeless due to hurricane force winds or life circumstance. Your neighbor who has a story just like you and I have a story. Somehow, when the church is needed, we are up for the task because our compassion is our guiding force. The evening of November 18th, we have a combined Thanksgiving worship service with the other United Methodist churches. It's going to be at Gethsemane. At that service, we will take a collection for the Disaster Relief Fund. This is a small act of compassion compared to the folks at the site of the hurricane cleanup. But we will be helping support their efforts. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. The spirit of compassion at every new turn of perspective is the only answer when Jesus shares with us the two greatest commandments. Number one, love God. Number two, love your neighbor as and yourself. We'll conclude with a little exercise. I'd like you to find a blank space on your bulletin or on another piece of paper and a pen or pencil. You're going to like it. Just do it. Sometimes I get away with saying that at home, too. So I'm going to say these two questions for the answers you're going to write down. And if you don't remember them, it's okay because they're going to go up on the screen, okay? So I'd like you to write down two things. First, write down, you don't have to write the question down unless you need to write it down to remember. What fills you up with love and compassion? What fills you up with love and compassion? That's the first one. And the second, how might you find more compassion for yourself or for another person? How might you find more compassion for yourself or another person? So we'll have some background music through a video called What the World Needs Now. And then we'll have a few moments of silence with the questions up on the screen so we can reflect on our answers.
But for everyone,
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb.
There are oceans and rivers
enough to cross,
enough to last, enough to last till the end of time.
What the world needs
you have time to reflect on your answers as you move through your week. And I'll conclude with Amen. Committed persons have been sharing God's love here in this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. We accept the challenge to continue the vision that they claimed so many years ago. Don't forget to put your attendance slips, the yellow ones, into the offering plate as it comes by. As the ushers collect our offering, the choir will sing Everett Tickham's I Will Not Leave You Comfortless.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We pray for movement within our own hearts. We pray that we recognize the gifts we have been given. We refuse to be at the mercy of the way it is. We claim our agency to be fully present and fully active in the world into which we now go. Amen. Creation rejoices with us when we are fully active and present in it. Please remain standing and join me in singing "The Trees of the Field."
Feel free to join the drumming in the front of the sanctuary right after this service. And now, whoa. Okay. Yes.
But you really think I need this, huh? I'm also thankful for Pastor Alicia. The month of October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and I hope you'll all join me in, as Angela says, we celebrate, don't we? We celebrate when we have things to be thankful for. So after the service, we have a nice cake in the back, and we're going to celebrate Pastor Alicia.
I turned it off. Wow, a cake and everything. This is awesome. Thank you, everyone. And I'm thankful for John as well, because he puts up with me as STRC chair.
Now, you'll save some cake for the drummers. If
yes,
you want to drum with us first, there'll still be cake, okay?
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, we'll save cake. I don't know who's in charge of that, but we'll make sure. Okay, well, thank you. All right, so we'll still wrap up with our benediction. Thanks for thinking of me, everyone. And you know what? I'm going to put this down in the books that gratitude made us go over, not my sermon, okay? And now may the courage of the early morning's dawning and the strength of the eternal hills at noontime and the peace of the open spaces at evening's end and the love of God abide in your hearts now and forever. Amen.